You see, the thing is, staff, it's not enough just to kill them. It's not enough to lock them up. Now, what they need is to understand the pain.
Ah, one of our dealers got slapped by a crew from across the bar the other night. But I know something they don't know. I've heard about a regular pickup. Lazy, silly billies. Product a lot of cash.
When you need to be violent, use it. Go out and do something horrible to someone. I find it really releases tension, especially in my chest. I have a constricted chest. As a child, mother used to beat me with a stick. She enjoyed that. I didn't.
For all anyone knows, her husband killed a brat in a rage and then set upon her and she shot him. End of story. This is the last time I want to hear you mention it and sign to anyone. You were never there. You don't know what happened. And from this point on, when I see that stupid face of yours, I want to see a fucking permanent smile.
You know what happens to chickens, man? They peck at each other until they kill each other. What's going to be left? A dead world.
I'm afraid of being alone. I'm afraid that no one's going to want me. I wake up every morning and I think to myself, I think I'm just going to get up out of my bed and I'm going to walk. Just for a second, I'm free.
I'm a liar. I'm a fucking mess.
So?
I just think it's a shame. Because I know we could be happy together.
Devil? Please, you mistake me, woman. I am no devil. Devil. I am the eater of worlds. Oh, my child is innocent. Is innocent. So you say.
Come, baby. You can touch it now. Oh, give me your hand. Give me your hand. Listen to the sound it makes. Oh, it sounds like a baby dog pouring for a bone. But this is not the bone it wants. The real bone is here.
Oh, that's so over the top. Better than that. How about bashful? Or how about aggressive?
You know, I remember the night you were born. I was 7 years old. I was so excited I couldn't sleep. I waited outside our parents' chamber the whole morning until they let me in to see you. And then I sat by your crib and told you about all the things we were going to do together, fishing, fighting. I couldn't wait. I wanted a little brother my whole life.
Yeah, I tried to whack him once.
Whack him?
I thought I had him tracked down outside of Phoenix a few years ago. I tried to take out his spleen with a post hole digger. Left him to die in a parking lot of Walmart.
I love kids. I mean, I don't spend a ton of time with them in my line of work, but I'm a performer. Female impersonator, drag queen, my name's Liberty Bell.
Your folks, well, you loved them once till you woke up and put down your little dollies and you looked at your mama and you saw that dead look in her eyes, listening to all of your daddy loyal lies. Now, I don't look at you. I see you.
Now, she knew what she was getting herself into. She knew the risks. You know, you and I, we should work together, Bourne. We're both after the same thing.
Hey, you stink, little guy.
Guess what? I just saw a mouse downstairs, and it was huge, and he had his nose in the waffle cupboard.
So Albert Woods was with Cornell plus five regulars. Don't know him. That barmaid, the blonde, the one with the big fucking pair of eyes.
I know we're all supposed to like Andy because he's sweet and he's young, and he's like, hey, look at me. I'm from a farm. I used to fuck chickens. I'm sorry, I don't buy it. I think he's playing us.
You don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You fucking retard.
I haven't had a drink in
hey,
2 weeks.
Ever call me
a proper
retard,
drink.
Ever.
I've never broken God's law in my life. Always did right. Served my country. Married my childhood mama. I raised my kids. Paid my taxes. But you lose your J-O-B. Shit. You see these hands, man? They know how to do one thing. Build things. I've been arrested 19 times.
So, I mean, thinking of kicking off this season with 12th Night.
Great play.
Yeah. And I'm going to do it all with dogs.
What? Did you just say you were going to do it with dogs?
Yeah, well, mostly dogs. Not all dogs.
You mean using dogs as the actors?
Yeah, I need things to be radical. You know, things have got pretty stale around here. Whiffy at the Globe. I want this to be a metaphor for what's happening in Syria.